The Morrison government is on track for a nationwide rollout of cashless welfare cards as Parliament meets again this week. This comes after what the government deems to be successful card trials in Queensland, New South Wales and Western Australia. There are also calls to introduce drug testing for welfare recipients to help struggling Australians. But the Australia Council of Social Services say it's all a distraction so that the government can ignore calls to raise Newstart. Michaela Savage investigates.
The government's plans for a national rollout of cashless welfare cards, which largely prevent welfare recipients from spending their money on drugs, alcohol and gambling, has the tick of approval from Senator Jackie Lambie.
It's amazing. It's not going to fix everything, but I certainly think it's got so much potential. And if people just give it a go and see what it's like for criticising something because it thinks it's taking their rights.
But the proposed drug testing of welfare recipients is a step too far, according to Senator Lambie, who says she'll only back the idea if drug testing of politicians is also introduced.
I think they should just do the right thing and lead by example and do it to themselves. That's what I think. They're probably avoiding the cameras. But we ran through this about 3 or 4 years ago when they were out there saying, yeah, well, I don't mind. So if nobody minds and nobody's making a hoo-ha out of it, then let's get it implemented. What's wrong with them?
Linda Burney, Member for Barton and Shadow Opposition Minister for Families and Social Services, says she's not concerned with Senator Lambie's suggestion.
My issue is with the issue of welfare recipients being subject to random drug tests. There are 1 in 4 Australians on Newstart who are over the age of 55. We think it's an insult to those people that they should be required to undergo a drug test. I mean, the other thing, of course, is that it is expensive. It's been tried in 2 or 3 overseas jurisdictions and has found to be a failure.
She maintains that Labor does not support the cashless card system or the drug testing of welfare recipients.
It's insensitive. It doesn't work. It's indiscriminate. There are something like 200,000 to 500,000 Australians a year that have issues with substance abuse that cannot find rehabilitation.
Paz Forgione, campaign director at the Australian Council of Social Service, or ACOS, is totally opposed to the suggestion of welfare cards or any drug testing.
Totally opposed. Totally opposed. I mean, this is a policy that has failed over and over again to improve the lives of people directly affected by the card. The evaluations of the program have not shown that there are clear benefits for people placed on the card.
He says that the government's evidence that the card scheme works is flimsy at best, and that some of the evaluations of the cashless scheme haven't even been completed.
We would dispute the government's claims that under this policy is actually working, and in fact the latest evaluations of the cashless debit card haven't actually even been completed yet. The evidence is actually very weak. Largely, the government's evaluations largely rely on anecdotal evidence, and there is not clear evidence that people's lives have improved, that levels of alcohol and tobacco consumption have gone down.
He also says that the timing of the calls to roll out the scheme nationally conveniently coincide with calls for Newstart to be increased.
The timing of the government's announcements around cashless welfare and drug testing make it pretty clear that this is a distraction. We know that there's growing community support for raising the rate of Newstart from business groups, from regional groups like the Country Women's Association, from charities and unions, and even from a handful of government backbenchers. So we see this pretty clearly as an attempt by the government to deflect from the pressure on them to act on the raise to Newstart. Basically, the government pushing this scheme is a pretty blatant attempt to distract from the growing pressure on them to act on the low rate of Newstart and youth allowance. We know that they're under pressure on this issue, that government politicians have come out over the past few months and have called for Newstart to be raised, and there's significant and widespread community support. And so we see the government's push on cashless welfare and drug testing as an attempt to distract and deflect from those real issues.
ACOS believe that there are better ways for the government to spend money helping Australians with drug addictions.
Far more effective for the government to put the money directly into investing in services and programs that work with those people and support them, instead of another punishing the top-down scheme that further shames people who are like already experiencing significant stress in their lives. So this is not a program that works. And our view is that if we want a society where like anyone can be drug tested willy-nilly, and certainly I think that's not how we deal with drug addiction and drug misuse. I think the answer is not breathalyzers and urine samples. I think the answer is to have services and programs that are well-funded and that are available for people who need help.
Ultimately, when the government officially introduces this national card scheme, it will be met with ample opposition.
That was Michaela Savage ending that report on the cashless welfare cards.